From WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn. The Estero-based Florida Everblades took on the reigning Kelly Cup champion Colorado Eagles over the weekend for the last game in the ECHL Finals. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone was rinkside for the rare Game 7 and has this report.
This is the thing about minor league hockey. Unlike the much larger arenas of the NHL, the stands are typically packed with almost entirely fans of the home team, such is the case at Germain Arena, where the crowd of more than 7,700 spectators is an unpolluted sea of green. And soon, that crowd is on its feet. As Spencer Smallman gets the first goal of the game and puts the Florida Everblades in the lead less than halfway into the first period. The team carries that lead into the second, before the Colorado Eagles tie it up 1-1, and a hush falls over the once-enthusiastic crowd. But then it looks like the Blades have found a savior in forward Michael Kirkpatrick, whose go-ahead goal would put Florida back on top.
The goal judge said it went in. The referee didn't think it went in. You know, we looked at it a couple different ways, but it's hard to tell.
Everblades coach Brad Ralph says the ECHL doesn't use video replay to judge scoring, so this ref's opinion becomes law on the ice. And the two teams are now tied heading into the third and final period, much to the crowd's dismay. Things settle back down once the Everblades take the lead 5 minutes into the third. It's 2-1 for a while, but the reigning Kelly Cup champions aren't going down without a fight. This is hockey, after all. In the last 10 minutes of the game, the Eagles score, not once, but twice. In a last-ditch effort, the Everblades pull their goaltender for an extra attacker, but their fate is already sealed. The Colorado Eagles win the fifth Game 7 in league history, and the Kelly Cup, once again, as an enraged crowd and bewildered home team look on.
It's like someone's taking your Christmas presents. Told you Santa Claus doesn't exist. It's just brutal.
That's how Blades forward Kyle Newber describes the feeling. He's the first to enter the tense and silent media room almost an hour after the game. The others are in their stalls in the locker room, sitting in full gear still, in complete disbelief. As a reporter loops a mic through the collar of Newber's shirt, he jokes toward the line of cameras, "I didn't do it." By comparison, his teammate Brett Bulmer is visibly somber when he walks in.
I honestly can't believe it. I said that probably 50 times after the game. Every single guy in there bought in. Every guy played their heart out.
It's that fact, the fact that every member of the team gave it their all, that gives Coach Ralph some peace of mind, despite the loss.
Our guys did everything right. What more can we ask for?
Though the Everblades may not be the Kelly Cup champions this season, they did earn the Brabham Cup for the third time in team history. That cup goes to the ECHL team with the most points, which really means the most wins in regulation or overtime. In other words, the best regular season team in the league. So, no second Kelly Cup for the Everblades this time. But after a season like this, maybe it's like Coach Ralph said. What more can you ask for? Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Germain Arena.